USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The House votes overwhelmingly, 415-2, to pass an $8 billion spending bill to fight the coronavirus outbreak. A Senate vote expected Thursday. Almost 200 people infected here in the U.S. At least 11 people have died, 10 of them in Washington State. More than 90,000 people infected around the world. Vice President Mike Pence, who's leading the Corona Task Force, telling reporters,
all state laboratories, all university laboratories at the state level can conduct coronavirus tests.
On Wall Street, another wild session with the Dow gaining 1,173 points. That's a 4.5% gain. The NASDAQ up 334 points. The S&P 500 up almost 127 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, money, money.
Money, you gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans.
Health officials, for example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.